translation. The Lord was seated on his throne and was surrounded by different energies like the 4, the 16, the 5, and the 6 natural opulences, along with other insignificant energies of the temporary character. But he was the factual Supreme Lord, enjoying his own abode. Purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. The Lord is naturally endowed with His 6 opulences. Specifically, He is the richest, He is the most powerful, He is the most famous, He is the most beautiful, He is the greatest in knowledge, and He is the greatest renouncer as well. And for His material creative energies, He is served by 4, namely the principles of Prakriti, Purusha, Mahatattva, and Ego. He is also served by the 16, namely the 5 elements, earth, water, air, fire, and sky. The 5 perceptive sense organs, the eye, ear, nose, tongue, and skin. And the 5 working sense organs, the hand, the leg, the stomach, the evacuation outlet, and the genitals, and the mind. The 5 include the sense objects, namely form, taste, smell, sound, and touch. All these 25 items serve the Lord in the material creation, and all of them are personally present to serve the Lord. The insignificant opulences numbering 8, the Ashta Siddhis, attained by yogis for temporary overlordship, are also under His control. But He is naturally full with all such powers without any effort. And therefore, He is the Supreme Lord. The living being, by severe penance and performance of bodily exercises, can temporarily attain some wonderful power, but that does not make Him the Supreme Lord. The Supreme Lord, by His own potency, is unlimitedly more powerful than any yogi. He is unlimitedly more learned than any jnani. He is unlimitedly richer than any wealthy person. He is unlimitedly more beautiful than any beautiful living being. And He is unlimitedly more charitable than any philanthropist. He is above all. No one is equal or greater than Him. Nor can anyone reach His level of perfection in any of the above powers by any amount of penance or yogic demonstrations. The yogis are dependent on His mercy. Out of His immensely charitable disposition, He can award some temporary powers to the yogis because of the yogis' hankering after them. But to His unalloyed devotees, who do not want anything from the Lord save and accept His transcendental service, the Lord is so pleased that He gives Himself in exchange for unalloyed service. So, wonderful verse. Om Gyananti Mirandasya Gyanan Gyanan Shalakaya Chakshur Anmilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Guruve Namaha Shri Chaitanya Mano Vistam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swaparantikam Vande Ham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Parakamalam Shri Gurum Vaishnavam Sya Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sagana Raghunatham Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Saitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sagana Lalita Vishakan Vitam Sya Hey Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dinabandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namastute. Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi. Radhe Vrindavaneshwari. Vrishabhanu Sutta Devi. Pranamami Hari Priye. Vancha Kalpatarupyascha. Kripa Sindhu Bhaivacha. Patitanam Pavanebhyo. Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha. Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Sri Vasari Gaura Bhaktavinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. So it's wonderful, wonderful verse, this one. Glorifies Krishna, and we are reading from this chapter. It's entitled Answers by Citing the Lord's Version. So Lord Brahma is actually seated on this lotus flower, and he's actually seeing Krishna, you know. But before that, Lord Brahma has done so much austerity. And he did this austerity because he wanted to know what his task was. And he was going up and down the stem. This is Garbhodakshaya Vishnu. And then from the lotus, Lord Brahma is born. And Lord Brahma is wondering what he has to do. But he had some idea that he had to create. But he didn't know how. So he was going up and down the stem, trying to find out who is the source of all this source of creation and what's happening. So he couldn't find out the answer. So what happens is that Krishna then, when Krishna sees somebody who's sincere and surrendered, then he gives some guidance from within. And Krishna gave Brahma the two words, tapa, tapa. I think it's 15th and 21st syllable of some grammatical version. But anyway, the point is ta and pa. So those two words Krishna actually gave him. Do this ta, pa. So he was meditating on tapa for 1,000 celestial years. So he basically did austerity or penance for 1,000 years, celestial years. It's a long, long time. And in fact, anybody who does some austerity, like if they wake up early in the morning, Mangalarti, follow the four regular principles, recently, you know, there was a last message by His Holiness Kadambakanam Maharaj. So in that, the main summary is that we should follow four regulative principles and chant Hare Krishna, minimum 16 rounds. So if we follow that, that is our austerity in this day and age. Before, I think, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati's time, it was 64 rounds. But then Srila Prabhupada said, if they carry on just doing 64 rounds, there'll be no service. You know, people were just chanting. So Srila Prabhupada was very considerate that do some service as well. Bhakti means devotional service. Yes? So it's not stale. It is active. We have to do something. All of us have to do something for Srila Prabhupada and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So we have to do service. So if we learn those four principles, avoid, you know, meat eating, illicit sex, no alcohol, no intoxication, no meat eating. Follow four regular principles, chant 16 rounds, and do some service. This is the main aim. So Krishna was pleased with Brahma's tapasya, austerity. And then he gives this spiritual eyes so he can see him. Krishna himself is very, very effulgent. It's very bright light, very bright light. But you can't see him unless he wants you to see him. So this is his mercy, his blessing. Lord Brahma is sitting on his asana, the lotus. So his name is also called Kamal Asanam. Kamal Asanam. Kamal is lotus, asanam is seat. So his name is Kamal Asanam. He is also called Swayambhu because he hasn't got parents, two parents. He has one parent. That's the Father, is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. No mother. There's nobody else like that in this material world, you know. So only Brahma is the one who can claim he's got Supreme Personality of Godhead as Father. Now we'll go through each verse, each paragraph. So the Lord is naturally endowed with his six opulences. So six opulences, I made a note somewhere. Okay, never mind. I don't know where it is. I think it's here. Can I open this? Yeah, it should be okay. Right, let's see. No, computer not connected. No, I can't get through. Sorry, can you get my back? It's on the other side. Okay. Anyway, never mind. I'm sorry. I had it on my phone, but I can't find my phone. Anyway. Let's start with this. Atha Sri Krishna Namari Na Bhavet Graham Indriyaha Sevan Mukhihi Jivado Swayam Eva Spurate Adha. So no one can understand the transcendental nature of the form, name, form, quality and pastimes of Krishna through his materially contaminated senses. Only when one becomes spiritually saturated with transcendental service to the Lord are the transcendental name, form, quality and pastimes revealed to him. So when Krishna is pleased, he reveals. When Guru Maharaj is pleased, he reveals that this is the purport of this verse or this is what is going on. Only by service can we get the blessing of Guru or Krishna. Only then they reveal. So this, I've selected some verses so that we can understand how or when somebody reveals to us. So the other one is Sadhava Hridayam Mayam Sadhunam Hridayam Tvaham Mad Anyate Na Jananti Naham Tebhyo Manag Api. It's Holiness Keshav Maharaj always quotes this, Sadhavo Hridayam Mayam, you know. A pure devotee is always within the core of my heart. And I am always in the heart of pure devotee. This is what Krishna is saying. So my devotees don't know anything but me, and I don't know anyone else but him, but them, you know. So here, Lord Brahma, he obviously, when he did so much tapasya, Krishna then said, I will give you the blessing, I'll give you the Shastra Chakshu or Divya Chakshu to see me. So this Chakshu means spiritual vision, not material vision. With our material eyes, we can only see this room, this temple room. We can't see what is happening upstairs in the BMF office or haveli, you know, or the kitchen. We don't know who's cooking, actually. We don't know what is being cooked. We don't know the person. So our senses are limited. Our senses are limited. And we can also make mistakes. These are four defects. We can make mistakes. And we are illusioned. You know, we think we know everything, but we are in illusion if we think we know everything. Or at least I am in illusion. And then tendency to make mistakes. I said that. Illusion, tendency to make mistakes, cheating propensity, yeah, that was the fourth one, yeah. So these are our defects in material world. In the spiritual world, there is no defects. It's called Vaikuntha. Lord Brahma is seeing Vaikuntha planets. There is no anxiety there. Everyone's happy. Everyone's four-handed. Everyone's got four hands. They've got this Narayan forms. Everyone has got Narayan forms, four-handed. So when Brahma is seeing this Vaikuntha planets, he's awestruck, you know. It's so beautiful. Thousands and millions of Lakshmis are serving the Lord. There is a Brahma Samhita verse, Chintamani Prakrasadma Sukalpa Viksha Daksha Vriteshu Surabhi Abhipalayantam Lakshmi Sahasra Satasambrahma Sevyamanam Govindam Hari Purusham Tamaham Bhajami. So he served with thousands or millions of Lakshmi. So that's Narayan, you know, Krishna with 400 forms. And then later on, you know, in the 10th canto, which is called Ashraya, Krishna then, you know, has his Madhurya Ras with 16,000, well, no, with many, many millions of gopis. But in Dwarka, he has 16,108 queens. So these are all opulences of Krishna. Nobody can copy Krishna's opulence. So I was going to discuss all six types of opulence, but I had the Sanskrit words in my phone, but I can't find it at the moment. I'm sorry. It's very bad. But one or two I know is opulence is opulence is anyway, Yashashvi is fame. Yash means fame. Ashwarya is opulence. Yeah, Veer is strength.
Valor.
Valor. Yeah, and then Samagrasya. Yes, we've done fame. Shri is beauty. Yes, Shri is beauty. And then, are we missing anything? Knowledge is jnana. Jnana. And then vairagya is renunciation. Yes, I think we covered all that. Jnana, vairagya. Yeah. So those are the six opulences of Krishna. And Maharaj, anybody will say, Krishna is Bhagavan. He's called Bhagavan. Why? Bhaga means opulence. Van means possessing. He is the owner of those six opulences. So he possesses all six opulences, but not in minute quantity, in unlimited quantity. Most you can even think of, he has got it. So we are part and parcel of Krishna. So sometimes, you know, we have this minute amount in quality of Krishna. So sometimes, you know, people are beautiful, people are wealthy, but we have all these six opulences, but in small quantity, minute quantity. But Krishna has it in 100%, you know, everything 100%, and all six of them. So somebody may have one, but all six, only Krishna has. So that's why he's called Bhagavan. Yes? So we'll try and move on to the next. The whole idea is to reveal. If you do service, then Krishna reveals or Guru Maharaj reveals. So let's see. There's another one. Now, how do we reveal? We hear this verse, Shrunvatam Swatkha Krishna, Punya Shravana Kirtana, Hridayantrosto Yapadrani, Vidunoti Shrut Satam. So there, when we hear, like if we hear tentatively, which we are supposed to do in the Bhagavatam class, then instead of going from this ear to that ear, it should actually go from ear into the heart. So that's what should happen. Mike says it doesn't happen. That's why I keep forgetting things. And you know, it should go in the heart, but it comes out through the other ear. But I'm not qualified, that's why. But if I get mercy, then it might go in the heart. And then our hard heart becomes soft. And then you become compassionate to others. You know, you go out on book distribution, you want to give out books, etc. But if your heart is soft, you really want to help people in out there in the world. So we are all trying to hear so that Krishna, who is in everyone's heart as Super Soul, he cleanses this dirt which is covering our knowledge. He cleanses the desire for material enjoyment. Everyone wants to enjoy, but he cleanses this material enjoyment. And from the heart of a devotee who relishes his messages. And these messages are virtuous when properly heard and chanted. So this is what we are supposed to do. We are supposed to hear properly and chant. When you are outside, you should tell them what happened in the class today. So then once you actually learn even 1% of what has happened in the class and then you talk to somebody outside, that actually sticks in your brain. This I've learned. If you take one point away from the class and then tell somebody else, or you speak to each other, it will stay in your memory, you know. So it's an important thing. All the descriptions of the transcendental nature of the personality of Godhead are factual realizations by the devotee of the Lord. And by the causeless mercy of the Lord, they are revealed to his pure devotee and no one else. So, again, causeless mercy. According to Svetasvatara Upanishad 6.23, only unto those great souls who have implicit faith in both the Lord and the spiritual master are all the imports of Vedic knowledge revealed. So again, same thing. We have to have implicit faith in the Lord and Guru. Yasya deva para bhakti yatha deva tatha guru tasyaita kathita hi artha prakashante mahatmana. Only unto those great souls, this implicit faith, then it's revealed. Yes? Bhagavad Gita chapters 1 to 6, summary, after passing through many births, when one is perfect in knowledge, he surrenders to Krishna. So we, in ISKCON, we are trying to surrender to Krishna. The process is there. We just follow the process. Then we can surrender to Krishna. And when one attains Krishna, everything is revealed to him. This is the whole class. Brahma, he gets this knowledge only through revelation. Because he did service for Krishna. We do some service, then Krishna reveals or Guru reveals. And here it says, everything is revealed to him as the sun reveals everything in the daytime. We are all in darkness, but if there is light, like there is here, actually some time ago we had a power cut and we didn't have emergency lights in the altar at that time. So it was very... In Nectar of Devotion, it says, you know, it's very inauspicious not to have light, you know, for the deities. But luckily now we have emergency lights. But there was one time when I was in the altar and light went and it was, you know, difficult, dangerous. Yeah. So, but if there's light, then we are happy. Daytime, you know, everyone's looking for daytime. Dawn, you know, light, sunlight cup. So everything is revealed to him as the sun reveals everything in the daytime. It's very true because nighttime, you know, we are in the ashram or here or there. Before there were no emergency lights, but if you try and walk, you know, you can trip over because you're trying to go to the bathroom, but you don't know where you're going. If you open the light, then you're disturbing others' sleep. You know, they wake up, boom. So it's very, it's not easy, you know, to walk in the dark. So daytime, everything is revealed. You know where you're walking, where the steps are, so you don't fall down. As much as possible, this is the instruction of Srila Prabhupada and all the gurus, as long as possible, chant. Then everything will be revealed. You will be able to do something. I started this movement simply by chanting. This is Srila Prabhupada speaking. All he did is chant. And that's how the movement started. So that was in 1976, conversations and morning walks, Srila Prabhupada says. As soon as you become submissive and hear from authorities, then the whole thing is revealed with yourself. God is always ready to be revealed to you. But what does he want? He wants submissive hearing and service. Two things. Right. And then all the Vishnumurtis were surrounded by the opulences, headed by Anima Siddhi, by the mystic potencies headed by Aja, by 24 elements, creation of the material world, headed by Mahatattva. So 8 siddhis we'll just mention quickly. Anima Siddhi is to become smaller, yes? Maharaj Parikshit was born, but he was protected by Krishna. Uttara and Kunti Mata prayed to Krishna, please help, you know, Uttara, because Ashwatthama threw some thunderbolt to kill Parikshit Maharaj. But then Krishna came very, very small, yeah, to protect the womb. Anima Siddhi, so comes very small. Mahima Siddhi, ability to increase one's size. Now, this example we can see Vamandev, you know, he just comes for 3 steps and then he becomes so big, isn't he? 3 steps. 2 steps he just takes. The material world, spiritual world or whatever. And then the third step he says, where do I put this third step? But Bali Maharaj says, put it on my head. So he's a surrendered soul. Then Lagima, ability to make one body lighter. In one of the Krishna pastimes, he is so light. I think it's Trinavata. He's very light, and Trinavata takes him up and up and up, and then he becomes heavy, very heavy. So that is Lagima, he becomes lighter, and then later on he becomes heavy, very heavy. And then Prapti Siddhi, anybody can say if I want your phone and I just, you know, concentrate on that and I just take your phone, new iPhone. And you say, where is it gone? But I've got it in my pocket, you know. So Prapti Siddhi. Prakyama Siddhi, ability to attain anything one desires. Now this is a bit like desire trees in the Vaikuntha, you know, in Vaikuntha, if there's a mango tree and you also want apples, I don't know why one would want apple, but anyway, if you want apple and you also want mango, if you have Vaikuntha and you desire both, you get both. But here in this material world, mango tree, you only get mango. Apple tree, only get mango. Apple. So, Isita Siddhi. The ability to control the subpotencies of laws of nature. This enables one to control various energies. Now, Krishna can control any energy, anytime. This is the point. He's also got these 8 siddhis, but he is the controller of all of this. Last one, is second last one, Vasishta Siddhi, ability to bring others under one control. That's Vasishta, Vashita. And the last one is Kama Vasaita Siddhi. Ability to attain anything, anywhere. This is the highest of the eight and contains most of the abilities of the other perfections. So that's the eight Siddhis. Where is it? Our book. 9:17. Okay. We go back. Okay. Mahatattva Vidhan. Prakriti, here it says. Namely four. So four is Prakriti, Purusha, Mahatattva and Ego. Prakriti, there are two types. One is superior and one is inferior. Prakriti, inferior energy is material nature. And the superior energy is us, living entities, jiva. We are superior. So Prakriti is divided into two. Superior, inferior. And living entities are superior. And material nature is inferior. Material nature is not conscious. Jiva is conscious. We are conscious. Then Purusha. Purusha, of course, Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Arjun says in Bhagavad Gita, you are para brahma, param dhamma. You know, you are the Supreme Person. Mahatattva we described earlier, it's come before these verses. So Mahatattva is the actual ingredients, basically. Mahavishnu, Karana Dakshaya Vishnu, he produces Mahatattva. From Mahatattva, Garbhodakshaya Vishnu appears. And Garbhodakshaya, he covers all the universes. He is present in all the universes. And then from you have Mahavishnu, then you have Garbhodakshaya, and then you have Shirodakshaya. Shirodakshaya is present in all the atoms, even small atoms. So again, we just said, you know, small thing, anima. So he's in every atom, present as super soul. He's present in every atom. So an ego. Ego is the real ego, not false ego. This is ego. We are all servants of Krishna. We are all supposed to be with him. He's our Supreme Father. He's calling us back. And we all have different relationships, five main primary relationships. But he wants us back to his kingdom. So that's the ego. We will find out later when we progress in devotional service what our service was. You know, so that's that. So we've covered most of it. I think there's very little time, but if there's questions or comments, I would like you to ask them. Can we have a mic, please? Because yesterday, apparently, it wasn't working and people on the internet could not hear.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Thank you for the class. Yeah, it was a consideration because when we were talking about, you were talking about Krishna who's revealing, I had just this impression that he's already revealing himself, like because he's revealing through how devotees, through how the scriptures. But I'm wondering, why am I still swimming in this Maya ocean if he's revealing himself actually?
So the question is, why is he revealing?
No, he's already revealing himself throughout the scriptures because he's speaking through the Srimad Bhagavatam, the Bhagavad Gita. And so I wonder, he's already revealing himself. And yes. I'm wondering, why am I not getting it? I'm not, you know, I'm still in this Maya ocean and I cannot understand.
Okay, I understand now. Right, we are conditioned here. So conditioned souls, we like to serve our senses. So once we try and purify our senses by engaging in Krishna service, then our mind will become purified. So at the moment, this Bhagavad Gita, Srimad Bhagavatam, Krishna is revealing, yes, but we don't have the vision to see Him. Our vision is contaminated with material desires, our desires. So we have to try and purify ourselves by chanting. You know, that's the first verse in the Shikshastrakam. If we chant, all the dirt gets out, you know, slowly removes. So when we remove that dirt, you know, my glasses, they are sometimes dirty, so I have to clean it. And then I can see, yes? So dirt will always go. Dirt will always come in this temple room. Dirt comes even behind the altar and all, you know. So we have to keep cleaning. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is teaching us how to clean. Yeah, our. So once we start cleaning, if I clean my glass, then I can see you. I can see everyone clearly. I can see the book. Yeah. Does that answer your question? We have to clean ourselves. We, you know, we are full of dirt, basically. We have to clean. Yeah. Because we have so many desires. We have to reduce our desires and we have to increase Krishna's desires. So that's the whole exercise. Question this side? Thank you, Brian.
Hare Krishna, thanks so much for a nice class, Prabhu. Just a small, very small question from my own understanding. Because we say the Lord is His opulence is unlimited, but then it's described as six opulence. I was just wondering why are specifically six? Isn't there probably more? And what are they? And why do we categorize it only in six?
Okay, the whole of chapter 10 of Bhagavad Gita is entitled Opulence of the Supreme. So. And there, Krishna says, I am only going to give you some of the prominent ones. Not all. He's unlimited. He has unlimited opulences. But in chapter 10, he only summarizes just a few. Yeah? He's the taste of water, you know, sunlight, etc. So he only gives a few. And these six here in this verse, it's to teach us who is Bhagavan. The six opulences in full, 100%. So he's just telling us not to be fooled by other so-called Bhagavans, because there are too many in India, they call themselves Bhagavan. Maybe it's few in America now, and you know, it's spreading. New Bhagavans are appearing every now and then. But to make sure that we have got the right Bhagwan, you know, we are learning from the right source, Bhagwan declares that he is full in these six opulences. If we can prove that somebody has got six opulences in full, then he can be termed Bhagwan. Does that answer your question? Yeah? Okay, thank you. Thank you. Any other? Yes, Parama Karuna Prabhu. Oh, sorry, okay. No, it's better for the online people. Let Parama Karuna, while the mic is there, let him ask and then I'll come back to you. Is that okay? Because Brian will be a fitter person than he is normally.
Thank you, Prabhu, for the class. You were quoting Chintamani Prakara Sadmasukha Pariksha. Why is Lakshmi mentioned there? Lakshmis are mentioned there. Is there any specific reason? Why not the gopis? And usually, we're only familiar with one Lakshmi.
Right.
There's thousands of Lakshmis, and you don't associate the spiritual world, Goloka Vrindavan, with Lakshmi.
Correct. So very good question. Very good question, Paramakaruna Prabhu. So, when Brahma is seeing this spiritual world, he is seeing actually Narayan form, four-formed of Krishna, four-handed form of Krishna, in Vaikuntha. Now, the topmost planet of Vaikuntha is Golok Vrindavan, where Krishna is in a two-handed form. But here, we always say Lakshmi, Narayan, Sita, Ram, Radha, Krishna. So, Lakshmi, Narayan. Lakshmi is always serving the feet of Narayan. But this vision is only in Vaikuntha. And Lakshmis are there. So it's described in the Chintamani verse. Lakshmis are there. But the same Lakshmis, or some of them, are actually gopis of Vrindavan. But the main Lakshmi Narayan, Lakshmi, she wanted to take part in this Rasalila. But she is not qualified to enter Rasalila. Rasalila, only certain people are qualified to come enter. So she's very, because she's chanchal. Chanchal means she goes here, there, everywhere. You know, everyone wants Lakshmi in this world. That's why they are working day and night. You know, people are working because everyone wants Lakshmi. But without Lakshmi, you cannot function. Without Lakshmi in this temple, we'll not be able to pay the light bill, etc. We still have to follow the rules of the country. So we need some Lakshmi coming in. And so we need Lakshmi. But most people forget that Lakshmi, Narayan, they go together. So we have to serve Narayan, and then Lakshmi is pleased, then Lakshmi will come and serve us. So that is the secret. But this is hopefully answering your question, that only Lakshmis are there in Vaikuntha planet. They are not in Vrindavan. They are not, because they are always serving Narayan, all Narayan forms, not Golok Vrindavan. They are in awe and reverence, not in a different rasa. In Vrindavan there is, you know, prema bhakti. So it's a different mood in Vrindavan. So does that answer your question? Hopefully. Okay. Thank you. Mataji, next. Yeah.
Hare Krishna. Thank you for the opportunity. I'm just wondering, I believe in the verse it says that one shouldn't be asking Krishna for anything. Is that right?
I'm sorry?
In the verse, I believe it says one shouldn't be asking Krishna for anything. And I just wondered if it's unacceptable to ask for his mercy, or perhaps to save us. And perhaps all those opulences that is revealed, Krishna's quality and everything, is it wrong to ask for part of it, or a fraction of it, some of the opulences? I just wondered.
We all have, in the minute quantity, we all have the same opulences.
Yes, but asking for it, is it wrong to ask for anything?
So where is the question? It's there? One should not ask? Let me find out.
Yes.
Can you refer me to the question?
When all opulences were revealed, it's near, it's around that area.
I cannot see that paragraph or words or sentence. It just says at the end of the paragraph, out of his immensely charitable disposition, he can award something temporary to the yogis. But to his unalloyed devotees who do not want anything from the Lord except his service, Lord is so pleased that he gives himself in exchange for unalloyed service. Lord is called Bhakta Vatsal, you know, so he always reciprocates with his devotees. But anyway, if you have any questions, there's no harm asking Krishna. He will always answer any questions, whether it's material or spiritual. See, there's a verse in the Bhagavatam called karma, kama, akama. Yes, karma. So that verse you can refer. Anything, you know, any material or spiritual, you ask Krishna. He's very kind. Doesn't matter, you know, any question he will answer. This way or that way. He will answer directly from Chaitanya Guru, you know, from inside, he'll give you the answer. Or sometimes he'll give you from the external guru, you know, devotees or Guru Maharaj. The answer will be there. Somebody will guide. What we have to do is just surrender nicely. We have to ask nicely. Can you give me some, you know, rasgulla, please? You know, you have about 16 or 20 in there. Can I get one? You know, but if you ask a pujari nicely, maybe he'll give you. If you ask. His Holiness Giriraj Maharaj gave a nice class one day, and then he said, we have to have this greed for devotional service. You know, I want to do this service, you know. You have to have this greed. So he gave a nice example of this rasgullas again in a sweet shop, you know. It's in display in a sweet mart. It's, the window is there. So you're seeing it. But you have no money. So you can't go in the shop and say, I want to buy one rasgulla. You know? So the point was that you have to be eager. You have to be really, and forcefully, you know, you want to do some service. You want to get that rasgulla. So you will go, if you're a child, you go to your mommy and say, you know, I want that, you know, that in the window, you know. Nowadays it's all cakes or patisserie shops, you know, they want nice decoration, you know, in the front. So then the small child goes to the mommy, can I have some money, please? I need to buy this. It's true, isn't it? So we have to have this greed. It's called lolyam in Sanskrit, lolyam. We have to have this greed to do some service. Prabhupada says, we're going in the cold, you know, to do book distribution, day in, day out. They've got this greed for this devotional service. We must be compassionate to the fallen souls. We must, you know, go out there and preach. Does that answer your question? Okay, Granthraj Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Anantokoti Vaishnava Vrinda ki jai, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna.